It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, let's do it. Podcast time, the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock and Hunter with you once again. Throwing it down. What was the happy hap? Of course, fact and opinion here on the After Show podcast. We give you one fact. Usually the fact is good, and then we give you opinion. Usually the opinion is garbage, but, you know, it is what it is. It's here.
That's two dummies talking about it, right?
Just trying to make sense of these facts. Who knows? Let's see. We do have a beer fact. It is National Beer Day today.
Oh, yeah.
Or
as well, you know.
I mean, it's okay.
Is it a shitty fact?
It's not that good. It's just about the oldest beer recipe. Whatever. I think we've talked about that before. Let's do this one. How about this one? The first athlete to ever earn $1 million was a bare-knuckle boxer named John L. Sullivan in 1882.
Damn.
Dude.
Dude, you know how much money $1 million is in 1882?
Let's see if I can look that up. How much was $1 million? Let's see what $1 million. How much was $1 million in? Let's see, 1920. Let's see.
It's a lot.
Let's see, price difference. It converted amount $13 million. That was in 1920. So $1 million in 1920 was $13 million. Back at, you know, let's see if maybe it'll have it. 1880. Let's see, they got it on here. Dude, that would be $25 million today.
That's, I'm telling you, it's a lot.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that dude banked. You know what though? Honestly, if you look at it, Conor McGregor and old boy.
Yeah.
Mayweather made $100 million or something?
And he lost. Even the guy who loses nowadays. You know, I do think some of the purses for these fights are pretty ridiculous, aren't they? You know?
I get it. You're getting your face beat in. But, dude, but honestly, UFC is almost worse. You don't have as much. I don't know. You're right, though. You really need $100 million to
That's nuts. But it's advertising, and people pay to watch it. It's one of those things. That's got to be one of the highest, like, pay per sport. It's got to be, right? Like, how much you actually make for what you're doing, you know?
For sure. I mean, that's a lot of money. And you know why? It's you're not paying out a lot of people.
I mean, honestly.
NFL teams, you got, what, 52 people to pay, 56, whatever it is?
Like, I say this now, and maybe I'm speaking out of place because I don't really know what it's like. I've been hit in the face once, and it wasn't that bad because, it was a bar fight, so whatever. You know, it's not like it was some trained guy. It was some drunk idiot.
Yeah. If you're doing it for a living, though, I mean, you know.
Think about this. So, like, who you are right now, Hunter, no changing, no prep, no nothing. They say, Hunter, if you get in the ring with Conor McGregor this weekend and just go as long as you can, all right? We want to see you go as long as you can. And the purse is $10 million, all right? Let's back it up. Let's say $1 million. They say, Hunter, it doesn't matter. You could get knocked down in 3 seconds. We're still going to give you $1 million. I mean, are you stepping into that ring? Is that a dumb question? Because
I think you have to.
There is a chance, though, that you could die if he hits you right. Like, I don't know how to protect myself.
There's a good chance. Dude, there's a chance. It doesn't happen, though.
No.
I
don't know, man. Just getting punched in the face.
I get a little bit of time to train, right?
Like, none. Hunter, it's this weekend, all right? This weekend. In the red corner, you, right now, I'm telling you. So in 2 days, Saturday, you're getting punched in the face by Conor McGregor. No matter what happens, though, $1 million.
Yeah.
After taxes. So it's,
Do you do it or not?
God, I'm so torn because, like, you know, we always joke about those stupid questions. Would you stay in this haunted mansion for $1 billion? That's a little different. Like, I'm getting into a ring with a trained guy who has literally knocked the shit out of people. All right. He could literally roundhouse kick my head clean off my body. You know, it's like, would you? I don't know, but it's $1 million after taxes.
It's $1 million. Dude, I think you have to. You have to because, you know, it's going to end. You know how it's going to end.
Yeah, exactly.
So here's what I think you do, and this is how I size this up. So I think boxing is a little different. UFC, like, I can shoot in on a leg, and if I get a leg, he's going to get behind me and choke me out.
Yep,
right?
That's true. Okay,
and
okay.
It gives me the opportunity
to
tap out.
You can tap out. It gives you a chance. But boxing,
you know,
okay.
Boxing, you got to stand up and you got to fucking take a beating, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because like Mike, I don't know if I do it with Mike Tyson for $1 million. Or of course, maybe it just be like, all right, just walk out, chin out, just like hit me, just do it, end it.
Like, but just get one and
God,
just
though, I don't know, man.
Flop.
Like, I don't know if anything less than $1 million, I don't know if I'd do it. I'd be like, is it worth possible permanent brain damage?
I think you'd do it.
Oh,
I think you
man.
Have to do it. Yeah, you have to do
they
it.
They actually, going back to this guy, they do say that bare knuckle boxing is safer. Because it doesn't extend. It's not a bunch of little hits, padded hits. It's like, dude, one hit or a busted open eye, they end the match, you know?
That's why boxing's so bad, dude, because you can take the hits for an extensive period of time without getting knocked out.
About these guys. You know what? Mayweather, he's done like 40, let's say 40 professional fights. That doesn't include years of sparring, practicing.
Training.
When he was an amateur, everything like that.
Right.
That is a lot of hits, little hits to the head, you know? And that's going to do damage. That's long-term damage,
man.
It's
your brain rattling around in your skull.
Yeah.
Over time, dude. I'm telling you, like, I mean, look at Muhammad Ali, man.
Yeah.
Sad.
I don't know.
One of the most limber, nimble, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Yep.
And then after taking too many hits, man, it's just.
God, there's that one gif or clip of Muhammad, dude, when he dodges like 30 punches in like 30.
Sick.
Dude. And then
he's doing the rope-a-dope on the rope.
And he just, then when he's done, he just, shit, God, that guy could box. Holy shit.
He has that look on his face. Like,
it's unbelievable, man. What a legend. So, yeah, I don't know.
Did you see the one real quick where he's on the talk show and he does that thing with his feet real quick and then he just throws a slow punch? And even the talk show host was like, damn, like, whoa. Like,
yeah, that's him.
He throws it like real slow, but like he was like doing that shit with his feet, you know? And,
ah, man. Unbelievable. Yeah. And so think about getting to a ring with a guy like that and just like, all right, $1 million, go as long as you can. Be like, I'm dead. Like, I'm going to die. This is it.
Hey, but if you survive, Brock, well, you could have a good night. You potentially could go out that night.
Yeah.
If it ends well.
That's true. If it was a quick little knockout, I don't know. Mike Tyson just literally knocks my head off my body. This is crazy. Okay. How about this? All right. For $500,000, you get to fight Mayweather, but his hands are tied behind his back. How about that?
He's still getting knocked.
He's still going to just kick my face just right off my head. Just wham! Oh, I don't know, man. But anyway, crazy, dude. $1 million in 1882. Holy shit.
It's a lot of money, man.
God, you never hear something like that. What happened to John? I'm going to look up John L. Sullivan after this. Go down that rabbit hole.
Shorts were pulled up really high.
So high, over his belly button. That's just had a pencil. Let's see if he had a mustache. He's got to have a mustache.
Oh, of course he did. And he had his Duke.
Oh, dude, this guy. Wait, was he the famous John Lawrence Sullivan,
meme?
Known simply as John L. among his admirers?
Is he the meme guy?
He is the meme guy. Boston Strong Boy by the press was an American boxer recognized the first heavyweight champion of glove boxing. Let's see.
He's the guy in all the memes?
I think so. 5'10", 212 pounds. Dude, look at that guy. That's a man right there. Jesus Christ. Dude. Like, if I ever feel manly, like, if I ever, like, twist the jar off the pickles on the first try for my wife, I feel like a man. This guy is a man. This guy was probably
look like that too.
He was probably born on a stack of hay in a barn and had to fight a rattlesnake. You know, I mean, just like, what? This is nuts. I will never be as manly as this guy.
Just that guy's daily life made him that way.
Just that daily struggle, man. Just that day.
It's hard to go from video games to a boxing ring. This guy just.
Yeah, even though,
made for it.
Even the women back then were stronger. Like, even the women were boxers. Like, Christ. Man, oh, man. Anyway. All right. Well, that was a good fact. I like that one.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So. I like that.
Well, with that said, we're going to wrap things up here. Thank you so much for hanging out. We'll see you next time with another fact and opinion right here on the Plan B After Show podcast.